As 1945 began, the Russian army approached Berlin from the east, liberating killing centers in Poland along the way. Auschwitz, the largest of all the Nazi camps, was liberated on January 27, 1945. The Allies, including the Americans, Canadians, and British, approached from the west, liberating camps throughout Germany and Austria between April and May. On April 30th, Hitler, knowing the approaching armies would soon capture and hold him accountable for his actions, decided to commit suicide in his underground bunker in Berlin with his wife, Eva Braun. His death was announced the next day by Admiral Dönitz, who then negotiated the surrender of the German army to the Allies, becoming official on May 8, 1945. During these last few months of the war, the Allies had discovered the depth of Nazi cruelty as they liberated concentration camps abandoned by the Nazis. In all the camps, the dead outnumber the living, with most of those alive often weighing less than 80 pounds. Soldiers were horrified by what they found, prompting many to visit surrounding villages to demand acknowledgement and cooperation of local citizens. They were required to assist the living and bury the dead in mass graves. Most civilians were aware of the mass killings that had been occurring for years near their homes, yet offered little opposition. This was also likely their first time seeing the camps with their own eyes, displaying the consequences of their silence. Ohrdruf, a sub-camp of Buchenwald, was the first camp to be liberated by American troops on April 4th. Generals Eisenhower, Patton, and Bradley visited the camp on April 12th. It was at this time that Eisenhower demanded everything be documented, ensuring that the legitimacy of these atrocities could not be denied later. He stated, "I made the visit deliberately, in order to be in a position to give firsthand evidence of these things if ever, in the future, there develops a tendency to charge these allegations merely to propaganda." Many of the photographs seen here were taken by soldiers who now live in Southwest Florida. They graciously donated these items to our museum so they could testify to the truth of what the Nazis did.